those who want to extend Christmas, I recommend a trip to the production of Elf the Musical, which is playing at Proctor's Theater through Sunday. It's hard to imagine another musical that celebrates the holiday spirit more effectively than does this adaptation of the film that starred Will Ferrell. Elf is a show that is certain to please adults as much as it does youngsters. It tells a fairy tale story that is both entertaining and charming. It's so pleasing and effortless, you have to leave Proctor's with a smile on your face. The story of Buddy, the 30-year-old who was raised at the North Pole by Santa and his elves, is a work that emphasizes one's need to belong. Buddy is a misfit. He's tall, even by human standards, and he's too innocent, even for Santa. Buddy is such an optimist that he sees good in everyone and needs to sing all the time. However, all these wonderful traits are wasted in a world dominated by cynicism. Buddy doesn't fit in the North Pole, and his long-lost human family is convinced he's crazy. Worse, his naive behavior causes problems for his emotionally vacant father, who rejects this fragile being. For adults, the essence of the story will be about the search for family. The younger set will not be that specific about the emotional core to play. They will understand the desire to fit into a world that doesn't appreciate childlike innocence. The presentation is solid, and it tells a tale that has a heart, but does it without losing any of its entertainment value. Indeed, what makes the material successful is that the work is neither ponderous nor cute. Buddy knows he's a misfit, but he clings to his innocence because he understands it is the best way to behave. Soon others accept that behavior as an improvement over a life without affection. Playing Buddy demands balance. If he's too silly, the character loses our respect, and if he's too serious, we lose interest and fail to find the joy in his wide-eyed discoveries. Daniel Patrick Smith is terrific as Buddy. He's eager without being annoying, lovable without being cloying, and energetic without being exhausting. You believe in the character and want the best for him. He's also a good singer, a fine dancer, and has a delicious sense of comic timing. Smith's performance holds the show together, and he does it without doing a Will Ferrell imitation. If you'd like a point of reference, one of which is best for grandparents, Smith, especially with his red wig, reminds you of a young Danny Kaye, especially in a Carol of the Bells number. Though the music fits the story seamlessly, there are many songs that are used for narrative purpose. And in this attempt to move the story along, it might cause some interest with younger members of the audience. Even at a fast pace, the show is over 2.5 hours long, which pressed the attention span of my 6-year-old companion. By the way, when asked if she thought the show was good, Eleanor replied, "Good? It was fantastic." Everyone will enjoy the several production numbers. Sparkle, Jolly, Twinkle, Jingly, where Buddy brings enthusiasm to a department store staff as they decorate for the arrival of Santa, is great. Nobody Cares for Santa, where a bevy of Santas moan the loss of faith in their character, is vibrant, and Happy All the Time is colorful fun, as are all the numbers that take place in the North Pole. Elf the Musical is excellent entertainment and is designed to be one of those classics which will always delight and never bore you. It's a practice through Sunday, and it's great holiday fun. It continues at Proctor's in Schenectady through December 28th. For tickets and information, call 346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.